This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. So did you watch TV last night or did you not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a TV guy.
I thought you were playing video games with your kid.
I squeezed a lot in last night.
You missed The Chase, though, and you missed the Ted Danson show.
I did, but that means you missed Last Man Standing.
Bob!
Tell everyone your work is trash, Bob!
Phil Donahue accosting poor Bob Ross, God rest his soul. Hmm. Last night I watched Last Man Standing, and I think it's 10th season. Season nine. Yep. Which means one more season than Home Improvement went. Both shows starring the great Tim Allen.
The legend.
Home Improvement was one of my favorite shows growing up. My dad used to travel, and so we would tape the episodes for him Tuesday nights at 8 on a VHS. And then we would watch it back. And then when he got home Friday night, I would say, Dad, we've got the latest episode of Home Improvement. And we would watch it. I just loved that show. Talk about a simple old-time sitcom where you don't have to think hard. They'll hit you just with some funny lines, and it feels cozy.
And they always end it with some sort of, like, good message. Like, this is how you handle the situation in a positive way. Like, it's kind of, that's lost its way in sitcoms, I feel like. The positive message that comes out of episodes, I feel like.
And that positive message was often delivered by the late, great Earl Hyndman, who played Wilson, Tim the Toolman Taylor's neighbor, on Home Improvement. So last night with Last Man Standing, why I mentioned all that, was a big night. It was the crossover episode where Tim the Tool Man Taylor comes in town and comes face to face with a guy who looks a whole lot like him, Mike Baxter, who owns this big outdoor sporting goods store. And here's a little bit of how it played out. And then I'll tell you why I think this was a setup.
I have the clip if you want to hear it at all.
Oh, I'll listen. I don't even know which clip you have. Let me hear what you got. This is from Last Man Standing, Tim the Tool Man and Mike Baxter face to face.
Hey, Baxter, your wife said you're out here. What are you doing? Fixing the breaker and the more power disposal that you fried yesterday. That's why I'm here. That's what I do. I don't think so, Tim. We're going to get somebody else to finish the job. I suppose I don't deserve a second chance. That more power stuff worked better on my show and not so good at my house either.
So we're sharing now?
Well, not sharing. I always find it easier to open up when I'm just talking to the top half of another man's face. Particular fetish you've got. I did it with Wilson. Please tell me you're going to talk about that stupid volleyball in that Tom Hanks movie. I love Tom Hanks. I always feel like he's the second best guy in some of those films.
Who was Wilson?
One of my neighbors, actually, for many, many years. I shared a lot of stuff with him. He passed away. Sorry about that. Yeah, me too. I miss Wilson. I miss a lot of stuff.
Oh, please.
Listen, I will get somebody out here to fix this, a pro, one of our guys. It's on us. Damn. I look as good walking away as I do from the front.
Okay, so now, there were a couple other scenes where they meet face-to-face and they have the whole thing, and Tim Allen's, Tim the Tool Man character, is wearing the Binford Tool shirt, which Home Improvement fans will remember. But he talked at a different point about how he used to have a show, and they said, well, what did it get canceled? No, it didn't get canceled. I just kind of got tired of doing it. And so they're alluding to how Home Improvement went off the air. And then there is a scene before it's all said and done where the two Tims are talking with one another. And Mike Baxter, modern day Tim, is talking with Tim about, well, why don't you reboot the old show? Doesn't it sound like that'd be a good idea? That they specifically mention rebooting Tool Time, which is the show within the show. And Donna Valentine.
What?
Do you remember when I said, look, they should reboot Home Improvement,
yes,
and the storyline should be that they're rebooting Tool Time? And that's what they are talking about last night in the show.
But will
they were talking about doing the reboot of the reboot.
So it'll be a show within the show, but his name is Mike. It's not Tim.
No. Mike Baxter is from Last Man Standing, played by Tim Allen.
Right.
As he was talking to Tim the Toolman Taylor, also played by Tim Allen last night,
Mike Baxter said,
why don't you reboot the show? They start talking about a reboot, which is exactly the idea
that you had,
that Stevie Boy suggested. It would be so, because they could be so tongue-in-cheek about it. They could, there's so many jokes about them rebooting the show within the show.
Ooh.
Go
ooh.
For questions.
What's your question, Donna?
Okay, so my question is, so would there be two different shows then with Tim Allen, Last Man Standing,
no,
and then
it's in its final season.
Will be within.
No. So let me explain. The Last Man Standing has been canceled by Fox.
Okay.
So they're in their final season. The Home Improvement cast has long talked about their willingness, and Tim has said that he would be down for a reboot of some sort. Over the years, he became more and more open to
it. That's what's happening then.
And so now this was them just saying, we're ready to do this.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's going to go to Netflix, or maybe Fox is going to pick it up. But it gave me legitimate hope as they talked about it, because it just seemed like this was them testing. Now, Tim Allen said that shooting this was pretty difficult. It wasn't as fun as it played because it's just a little awkward and he's talking to air or a stand-in, and then he has to go and shoot the other lines. And he said he had a little bit of difficulty. He was speaking in an interview, I think, with some Chicago outlet about going back and forth between the two voices of Mike Baxter and Tim Taylor. And by the way, not to go super deep on Tim Allen here, but if you ever have watched Last Man Standing, which had its first six seasons on ABC and its final three on Fox, if you ever watched and thought, oh, this is just Tim the Tool Man Taylor, but he works at a different job, you realize when you see them side by side that one is much more, you know, goofy and nitwitted, delightfully so, but still nitwitted. And the other guy owns a business and has a sure-footedness way about him. So seeing them share the same screen made you realize the difference and made me want Tim the Tool Man Taylor back.
Why do they look alike?
That they just played that up of, you know, this is so weird. And his wife was there. Here, in fact, you want to hear the beginning of it?
Yes.
Sure. And I'm looking at his Twitter feed right now. It looks really fun.
Okay. Here's when Tim the Tool Man Taylor met Mike Baxter last night and they realized, wait a minute, we kind of look alike.
This is bizarre. Sorry. Freaky.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
Whoa. You look just like me, except his hair's a little grayer. And you look just like me, but you color your hair. Hey, what? I don't color my hair. But anyway, Tim Taylor, Mike Baxter. Hey.
You know, this is just like the Parent Trap, only it's the grandparent trap.
You must laugh all day long with this.
Yeah, it's like living with Howie Mandel.
I'm going to get my phone, which is upstairs, and if there are three of you when I get back down here, then I will know that this is a dream.
I like chatting with your wife. She's a lot of fun. How come we've never met before? Well, I'm not from here. I'm from Detroit. I'm just out here checking one of our franchises for Benford Tools.
Oh yeah.
I see.
So
okay.
Then they go into the whole setup there. So she just plays it up.
Great.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun, and I loved when they were mentioning the reboot. And Grant, I knew you would too, brother.
Oh my gosh.
So
guys,
you think that's pretty telling that there will be a reboot.
I think so.
Yes. Okay.
I think it was Tim's sort of the message to the people, and I'm guessing that there have already been some backroom conversations about it actually happening.
I love the way they did that.
He's kept in touch with the whole home improvement class, because they've all been on Last Man Standing. Patricia Richardson's been on there. Zachary Bryan's been on there. Richard Karn's been on there. That's Al, his son. All the characters that were in, not all of them, but most of them have made appearances on Last Man Standing to keep that whole thing kind of fresh. And a few years ago, it all started, I believe, Steve, when Richard Karn released the thing saying, like, he has been talking to, this was about 3 years ago when he was talking to Tim about maybe bringing a reboot. But Tim was so caught up in Last Man Standing, it got shot down. So for me, just like you, my dad and I, this was our show, still is our show.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they'll do it because they moved out of the house at the end of Home Improvement. Remember that? They moved.
Oh, did they?
Yes. They moved. That was the ending. They moved away from their house and they showed them driving away. So it'll be interesting if they do bring it back, how, where they'll live, you know. And we also know Zachary Bryan got in trouble recently for domestic situation. So it'll be interesting. I hope it does come back.
Here's hoping.
I hope the latest, you guys.
Grant and I had to really geek out on Tim Allen there for a moment.
You know who I really liked before Pamela Anderson? I like the girl who played his, you know, assistant.
Heidi. Heidi actually came in after.
After, yep.
After
oh,
Pamela
she was
Anderson.
After. I really liked her.
Pamela yeah, only she did was one great. Year. She only was on the show for one
no
year.
Way. And then she Heidi was adorable.
Yeah, Heidi was the regular.
Got part. It. All right, that was fun. When we come back, we got to study.
Eight bad financial habits that we have picked up during the year. This and we'll go through the list quickly and see where we might raise our hand and say, yeah, that's kind of turned into me. That's kind of turned into me as we've just essentially been hanging out
God,
at home.
I hope not.
Oh, I think so. We'll dig into that according to a new study when we come back. It's Donna and Steve.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Okay.
We got a study. You ready?
Crap.
Number two,
yeah.
Pencils, everybody.
Studies have shown that...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Now, Donna, you've filed for Chapter 11 a couple of times. Donna.
You're hilarious.
I'm just improvising.
No, that is not true.
It's okay. You can rebound if you have.
That's true.
That's all I have for our financial tips.
All right. Good day, everybody. See you on Monday.
No. Let's stick around till the all end right. of the hour. There are eight bad financial habits that we have picked up during the pandemic. 64% of Americans say that they regret not handling their money better in 2020. This according to a new survey. Here are those bad habits that now they look in the financial mirror and see, oh, I do this now. I do this. Coming in at number one on the list, 51% of people surveyed now find that they are impulse buying things they don't need.
Yep.
Retail therapy.
Mm.
You've started to feel that a little bit as you've been dabbling in online shopping.
Yeah.
There's something about sitting on the couch, seeing something pretty online, and just clicking a button.
I know. There is. I don't even know if my trial for Amazon Prime has come to an end.
Oh.
No idea.
You'll know when you look at your bank account and there goes, what is it, $129 or is it $149?
I think it's like $149.
Well, remember, you'll get all of the Amazon programming.
I already get it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back and reconfigure what's already on my TV, you know? Okay.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that seem like a mountain to climb?
Yeah.
My sister said, oh, you need to watch Ted Lasso. It's on Apple TV. And I thought, and she had given me her login information to watch the morning show. I went and clicked on that app. And if it was not installed still on my television, logged in, that would have been the absolute end of the journey for me and Ted Lasso. I thought, what do you want me to do? Input an email address?
By the way, what did you think of Ted Lasso?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, so you never did
get it. I logged in to make sure, because I needed to figure out, is this something that I need to be floating around to my bride as we talk about, hey, what do you want to watch tonight? Mm. And it is.
Okay.
Paying for subscription services that we don't use anymore. There are a couple of apps out there. 44% of people do that. There are apps out there, and I saw this great side-by-side on Instagram the other day, and the picture showed on the left, things I think I subscribe to, and on the right, things I actually subscribe to. You think you subscribe to Netflix, Hulu, something else. In reality, over the years, you have signed up for trials, like we're talking about, not canceled, and you're actually paying these nominal monthly fees to a bunch of places, and you could be saving a whole bunch of money each month, and certainly it amounts to a whole lot each year.
Right.
Not comparing prices to look for a better deal is a bad habit that 35% of people say they've picked up this year. I'm a price shopper. I'll look around. I'll look around.
I don't really look around. I'm too lazy.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I know, right?
Because you like a good deal.
Yes.
You don't want to pay.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Pay too much for something.
Yes.
You know what I'm looking into right now?
Buffalo heads?
No, but are you selling one yet?
Not yet.
Don't look, you got to commit to your buffalo head.
I know, I do.
Commit to Donna.
I might just relocate him.
What's it called? A patina?
Yeah. So it's kind of that greenish with a little bit of dabs of brown in it, which make it look a little more real. Yeah. So I bought a patina, but I don't know the difference. Buffalo, bison, whatever.
Oh, I think they're all horned and hairy. Could you send me a picture sometime?
Yes, I can.
I would like to see where it's hanging in your kitchen.
Stand by.
With those lights, I bet you would really illuminate that bad boy, what you got.
Right. You mean my new lights?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard those on the way in, bud.
Oh, wow. Grant, you have no idea. If you're just tuning in, I purchased new lights for our garage, and it's a four-paneled. Imagine a tiny ceiling fan. That's sort of what it looks like. And imagine they're all LED panels. You can flex them up or down, and it just screws in, just like a normal light bulb. So we went from a 72-watt light bulb putting out, you know, soft white light, which I love soft white, but where you don't need soft white is in your garage. That is a place of utility. You're parking cars, you're in, you're out, you're looking for tools. It's amazingly bright.
And this Tool Time moment is brought to you by Steve Patterson and Denver Tools.
Oh, yeah, keep it there.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Steve. Oh.
Yeah, keep it there, Donna.
Yeah.
What a nice modern ceiling fan you have, too.
I think it clashes with the modern farmhouse of the bison head.
Oh, no. Now, the only thing I would do with that bison head otherwise is I might bring it down. I think it's good there. I might bring it down somewhere even more prominent in a main living space and have it lower on your wall. It has to be where it is due to the sliding glass door.
Okay.
Also, where'd you get those blinds for your sliding glass door?
I think JCPenney.
Doing it right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Only paying for the minimum balance on your credit card is a bad financial habit.
Yeah, it is.
And more than one in three people started doing that. Now, listen, sometimes you get to a point where if you lost your job, if your wages were reduced, we've seen a lot of hardship in 2020, then you understand why somebody might do that. But if you were doing that, shift back into normalcy as quickly as you can, because you will pay the minimum balance for decades on a credit card with a substantial balance.
What is that tip to pay the whatever the fee is, pay the minimum plus a whatever?
The interest rate plus the...
Maybe it is whatever. I can't remember the tip. I'll get back to you guys, but I'm with you on that. Maybe if you could pay just a little bit more, that would help too.
Also, people aren't paying attention to their credit score. They stopped sticking to a budget. They stopped missing credit card or they started to miss credit card and bill payments. And not doing enough saving, bad financial habits. So if that was you, no judgment, no shame. Let's make this a better year.
You know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, speaking of money, had its first $1 million winner. And I have the questions that he had to answer. You want to try to answer some of them?
I would love to. Yeah, let's play a game.
We'll go through them, okay? Coming up next, you could play along at home on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. It is the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Don't forget our Facebook question today. We went through a lot of your answers earlier. Is what's the first thing you'd do if you won Powerball or if you won Mega Millions? Powerball drawing tomorrow night, $470 million. Mega Millions drawing tonight at 11 p.m. That grand prize is $510 million.
Are you going to play?
I don't know if I'm going to get to a gas station before then.
Before 11 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Where are gas stations? No, then you're going to try to get yourself cut into this, Grant.
Hey, we're friends.
I would never pick a number. I would never pick a number because I would feel if I was one number off, I would always kick myself.
Yeah.
Give me the computer.
You're right. All right. So I have this. I came across the story about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Back in November, there was a chef named David Chang, and he became the first. Well, I should say the first celebrity contestant to win by answering the 15 questions that we're going to try to go through, okay? I'll tell you which questions he used lifelines on, okay, and give you the same information that he got, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to try to fly through these, and everyone can play along at home, okay? $100 question. Okay. What common physical trait takes its name from a Bible story set in the Garden of Eden? Widow's peak, Adam's apple, pigeon
Adam's
toad.
Apple.
There you go. Okay. For $200, when typed into your web browser, which of these URLs will reroute you to the Clorox website? Beds.com, Bleach.com, Books.
Bleach.com.
There you go.
This is fast money, guys. We're moving. We want to bank this.
$300. Which of these animals cannot jump? Rabbit, kangaroo, elephant, frog.
Elephant, final answer.
Okay. $500 at stake here. At a fair when she was 10 years old, what did Amelia Earhart ironically dismiss as not at all interesting? Automobile, tractor, bicycle, or airplane?
Airplane.
Okay. We're on to $1,000.
Come on, big money.
Children who eat their entire dinner are said to belong to what exclusive organization? The Clean Plate Club? The Silver Spoon Society? The Order of the Fork? The Butter Knife League?
The Clean Plate Club, that's my final answer.
Okay, for $2,000, Cindy Crawford once said, if I was designing my face from scratch, I don't know if I would have designed it with the what effect? Cleft chin, unibrow, mole, or buck teeth?
Mole, yep. Final answer.
By the way, I don't know the answers.
Oh.
You have to get it right to move along, okay?
Oh, okay.
$4,000 up for grabs here. According to Travel and Leisure magazine, what is the only state in the U.S. where seeing the northern lights is highly likely? We got Florida, Alaska, Rhode Island, or Nevada?
I'm going to go with Alaska.
Me too.
Final answer.
You got it? Which of these movies is a sequel?
Do we think I got it? Like, is it revealing the answer? Okay.
It won't
okay.
move on to the next one unless you get it right.
Okay. So we are 66 right now or whatever. All right.
Okay. So David elected to ask the guest, okay, who gave him the answer to this. Which of these movies is a sequel? The Sixth Sense, 8 Mile, Apollo 13. Why did he need to ask the guest? Or 102 Dalmatians.
Oh, my word. He had to ask a guest. He should have been eliminated from the show at this point. 102 Dalmatians.
You got it. $16,000 here. Used in a famous psychological test, Klexography is the art of making images from what? He also asked the guest. Okay, so plexography. Is it charcoal? Pieces of glass? Letters of the alphabet or ink blots?
Ooh.
I brought my Professor Higginsby here, and he is so reliable. I'm not going to go to you yet, Higginsby. Stay awake, all right? We're in this for the long haul. I'm going to go ink blots, final answer.
Yep.
Come on,
you got
man.
It.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Steve.
If you're willing to spend a few Emirati dirhams, you can go to the observation deck of what world landmark? The Leaning Tower of Pisa?
No.
Shanghai Tower?
I don't think so.
Burj Khalifa?
Yes, but let's hear the fourth one.
Taj Mahal.
We're going to go Burj Khalifa, final answer, full confidence.
You got it.
Come on, man.
Woo, Steve!
How much money am I at?
You're at 64. Well, wow. You will be at 64,000. You have $32,000 right now. You could double that, okay?
I have to be honest. I almost banked this and walked away at 400. Okay. Bird in the hand.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we are answering the questions that a celebrity winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had to answer. Okay, Steve is doing very well. A 2019 online article titled "Who's Highest Paid in Your State" revealed that the highest paid public employee in 40 states has what job? Superintendent, judge, governor, or coach?
Okay, so I'm going to think through this one. My gut, by the way, is judge. My gut is judge. Superintendent could be high up there, but I feel like unions would keep that in order. Mm-hmm. So too, governor, public office. I just think it's always makes a little less than you might assume, considering the responsibility. Coach, there are too many coaches worked in there that are getting paid birdseed. I'm going to go with judge. Without a lifeline, that's going to be my final answer.
Okay, I'm torn between judge and governor.
I'm calling coach. Are you talking like a coach? Could it be like a public university of a football team?
Because
PJ Fleck makes some pretty good money.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell. I know.
All right.
Come on, that's too broad.
Hang on.
You're saying judge, huh?
Shoot. Well, hang on a second. Grant really just fried my waves there.
This could be the end of the road for you.
Okay, let me think about this before I lock this in. He is right about that. Can you rephrase the question?
Rephrase it or reread it?
The second part. Say this.
A 2019 online article titled, "Who's Highest Paid in Your State?"
Okay, not by your state.
"Who's Highest Paid in Your State?" Revealed that the highest paid public employee.
I'm going to go judge. That's my final answer. I'm going to lock it in. And if it's the end of the road, honestly, money can't buy happiness.
Well, if it's not judge, it's going to be governor, right? So I'm clicking on judge. Here we go. You were wrong.
Son of a bee.
No, wait. It was coach.
It was coach.
Boom.
What? Higher
Grant's
paid
right.
than a judge?
Think about somebody. Because he's thinking about PJ Fleck makes millions. Every
Nick Saban,
state. Yeah.
All these guys. These southern states, these football teams are gods.
All right. Grant was my lifeline, so I went with him, so I'm still going. This for $128,000.
All right. Let me see if it'll allow me to still go. Nope. You're done.
The
all
game
right.
Is
retry
over.
Last question. Here we go.
Okay.
Coach is the
coach.
Answer. Okay. Here we go. You want to make $125,000?
Yes, with every fiber of my being.
In a historic 2020 splashdown, astronauts returned safely to Earth in a reusable SpaceX capsule named for what Peter, Paul, and Mary song? This is right up your alley.
That was my first concert.
David, by the way, chose to ask the host. Let me see what he put. Okay, here are your choices. Puff the Magic Dragon.
That's what I like.
Okay. If I Had a Hammer.
Okay.
This Land Is Your Land. Or The Marvelous Toy.
I don't think that those last two, I don't even know if those are Peter, Paul, and Mary songs. Maybe they are. I could be wrong. Marvelous Toy makes sense because it was fun and it went to space and came back. Puff the Magic Dragon. Looking for sort of some hints out there. Puff the Magic Dragon, I know that song. I wonder if that might be a good fit. The Marvelous Toy.
Pick
Puff,
one.
Puff the Magic Dragon, final answer.
You got it.
Come on, man.
Yeah!
Woo! All right.
Steve!
Hey, to all my bosses who have ever hired me, I quit!
For $250,000, a nationwide tradition that started in 1974, millions of people in Japan celebrate Christmas by eating from what U.S. restaurant chain?
I think it's going to be McDonald's.
Not a choice.
Good deal.
Pizza Hut, Denny's, KFC, or Red Lobster?
You know, it's funny that you say Denny's. There is a scene in The Santa Claus where he burns the turkey on Christmas Eve. They go to a Denny's. It's always open. I'm going to say Denny's final answer.
All right.
It all comes back to Tim Allen.
You're wrong.
Pizza Hut.
Mm-mm.
One of the other ones.
Let's go. KFC. Yeah. Woo. All right. For $500,000. Auctioned for over $3 million in 2014, the most valuable comic book ever sold features Superman on its cover doing what?
I think acid, but I'll hear the responses first. What are my options?
Saluting the American flag, breaking free from chains, lifting a car over his head.
All good images.
Or sitting on the moon. $3 million, 2014.
It feels like breaking free from chains. Feels like it could be it. I don't think so. I'm talking it through here. I mean, saluting the American flag is a patriotic thing to do. Sitting on the moon is interesting, and lifting a car over your head.
Very Superman like.
No. Saluting the American flag. But I'm thinking again, if you're lifting a car over your head, that's crazy. I'm going to go with that final answer. That's my gut.
How'd you know?
Is
oh
it?
My God. All right. You made it to the end. Let's wrap this up.
For $1 million.
Although he and his wife never touched a light switch for fear of being shocked. Who was the first president to have electricity in the White House? I feel like you did this as a fun fact not that long ago.
I feel like I did too.
David chose to phone a friend.
Okay.
Here are your choices, Steve.
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant.
No.
Benjamin Harrison.
No, I don't think so.
Chester A. Arthur. Who's that?
That's not a fake person.
Or Andrew Johnson.
Oh, man. I do not think I did this one. Because the one that I was thinking about was an Eisenhower fact.
Come on, big money, big
okay.
money.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say, you know, Ulysses S. Grant, I don't even think electricity was around when he was alive. The other Benjamin Harrison is an interesting option that I'm leaning toward. The Chester McChesterton wasn't a real president. And then the final one, Andrew Johnson, who had his day on the $20 bill. I'm going to go with Benjamin Harrison. I'm going to lock this in so hard that you'll never be able to unlock it. Final answer.
You just won $1 million! Woo, Steve Patterson! That is incredible. Wow, we could have better fanfare than that.
Yeah, a school one bell ding.
Scam.
Hey. That's a better bell.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty good. There you go. Pew, pew. Way to go, Steve Patterson. You would have won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I feel like you see how you could get through it if you had a couple of good lifelines.
Yeah.
Need a few good ones.
I wonder how they get away with calling lifelines who are not in your presence. Can they have a Google machine in front of them?
How did they monitor that back in the year 98, 99 when Regis was doing it?
Good question. I think they give him such a limited amount of time. I don't know. Because now you can do Skype, you know, so you can see what the person's doing.
Skype.
Anyway. We got to go. That was fun.
When we come back, I have another instance of Facebook spying on me.
As do I.
Oh, my God. We talked about this earlier in the week. It was our Tuesday question. When has Facebook or Instagram been listening to you? Something weird happened yesterday that my coworker told me about. I'll reveal it all when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
What's happening?
Are we on?
No, we'll give you that idea.
Cuckoo. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. Everybody, welcome back.
Happy Friday, everybody.
It went by real fast for me. I'm sorry if it didn't for others.
Yeah, it did for me, though, as well. And that's good because the first full week of the year, sometimes you have a little bit of gusto, but it's also you're coming out of holiday zone.
Yeah.
And hopefully you were able to take a few days off. And that can leave you feeling a little like, oh, drudgy, sludgy during the week. But I think everybody felt pretty good.
Can I make a confession?
Oh, this is a confession.
I've been coming in a little later and leaving a little earlier. Because I don't want to get the Roni, you know? I don't want to be around people who I don't normally spend time with, who aren't in my household. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. You don't even need to explain this. Absolutely. Okay. That's being smart.
And yeah, it's you're not able being to, lazy, because it, right.
No, you're able to, this is the one thing we have all learned, is that it's great to have the camaraderie of being in the building together and all of that, but even after the pandemic, there will still be, we have this new understanding of how can we work smarter? How can we best use our resources? And guess what? You're able to get all of your work done. You've gotten really close with your laptop these last, you know, 6 months
or so. Yes, because normally I wouldn't even start preparing for our show until I entered the building.
Right.
Now the show is prepared before I get to the building.
Do you think that feels a little bit better since it's prepared in your mind a little bit earlier in the day?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what I do is when I get in, then I tweak, you know, and then I read.
Of course.
And just make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And then by the time you get in, then I have input stuff from home and the grid looks different. This is a nice way for it to work. Yes. I'm proud of you for being flexible in the midst of all this and then maybe even learning a different way of working.
Thanks, Steve. You know,
that's cool.
That's really nice of you.
I got to tell you, Facebook was listening to us again. So last night, here's the glamorous life of television, Donna. Oh, TV gets everything. Well, last night, after the show, we canceled our post-show meeting, which usually happens at 4:40 every day. And instead, we do that on conference call now, of course, because everybody stays away from each other. But instead, we needed to help clear out all of this old stuff that we used to have in our We have a prep kitchen that you never see on television, but soon you will see it because now we got it all redone. It had a very 60s vibe, and now it's up to date. It's getting remodeled, and so we can take shots of, hey, look, Susie's about to join us next with that tuna salad, and Susie's in there in the prep kitchen. Looks nice. But that means you have to take everything out of the cabinets, and now we have to figure out what do we really want to put back in the cabinets. We were decluttering and making big donations with all of the stuff we don't use anymore. All hands on deck. Everybody is helping. They're masked up and ready to go. I, just being an idiot always, went over to Kelly Hansen, Twin Cities Live reporter, and I said, I guess this is what it's like if we were on the real world. You know, like we're hanging out after hours, working in the kitchen. Right. So then she would go and carry a dish. I carried a box out to a car, and then I came back in, and I was like, I heard Trudy talking to Ben, because remember, we're on the real world. And I did this dumb joke. Once I find out someone doesn't really like a joke, I'll usually do it 4 to 40 times to see if I can wear them down by attrition. Anyway, she texted me last night and she said, well, what did you do? And she got a pop-up ad.
Oh, no.
Big stars from the real world. What? Where are they now?
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yes, I don't like that.
That's
one
weird.
We have to watch that documentary to find out how Social we dilemma. Can stop this. Yes. Have you seen the whole thing, Steve?
I haven't seen any of it. No, but everyone has said, oh, you got to watch it. You got to watch it.
You got to watch it. It's very interesting. You should watch it with your wife while you're lying in bed. The kids are already in bed.
Oh, yeah. She's rubbing salve on my chest.
Okay,
a little bit of a cough.
It's vapor rub, Donna.
Okay. Why can't you do it yourself?
It's more romantic if she does it.
Okay. It's come to that, huh? Vapor rub. It's come to vapor. 4 kids later.
It kind of burns, but it's fine.
It turns me on.
But it's hot.
Anyway, I had something similar happen. We were talking on this show about I said, I think I need to get a life alert. And you were saying, get an Apple Watch.
Yes.
Inbox, no. In my inbox, an offer for life alert.
No way.
Way, way.
Donna, no way.
Way, way. I don't like it. Stop it.
Well, that's not how it... This, that's
if
not
they
the
can
solution.
Hear us, I mean, stop it.
Oh.
Maybe we'll start getting like ads for how to stop this from happening.
Wow. Is Life Alert still selling bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
Or necklaces, whatever?
Yeah, and it comes with a little machine.
Oh, wow. And you know what Life Alert said?
What?
Years ago, if you go to lifealert.com, years ago, they made a conscious decision to no longer update their website.
Oh, really?
Go to lifealert.com.
Okay, wait, hold on.
This looks like one of the original web pages that popped up in 1995.
This is I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, right?
Yes.
They want to keep it original for their clientele.
I got to tell you, it's a great service. I got it for my mom for a few years. And seriously, if you
it's valuable.
Very valuable. Like a voice just appears on your machine and it's like, you know, Carol, are you okay? Carol, and if Carol doesn't answer, they're sending an ambulance.
They still making cars with OnStar?
Wow, that really is bad.
Isn't
yeah,
that a bad
good
website?
Question, Steve.
I thought that was so fascinating in the early 2000s. And you can hit the button when you test it, and if something goes wrong, you get into an accident, then Life Alert says, hey, this is Jeannie from Life Alert. We notice an impact. Is everything okay, or
now
should
you
we
mean
send
OnStar.
Help? OnStar. Yeah, oh yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, welcome to OnStar.
Yeah, it's also now mostly used for like the apps through, if you have a GM product, like a car, a lot of the apps you can run, you can start your car from anywhere, you can check your tire. It's used to just, it's like an overall, like, here's your car and where it's at. And then if you need to get maintenance out on the road, they can kind of use it to see what the problem may be too. So it's more or less
that's
not
great.
Like
great. What a great service.
My next door neighbor, my family, and my doctor without picking up a telephone. I use this remote control to contact LifeCall, my 24-hour emergency medical response service. Watch. You just press this button and speak into the air and...
I'm having chest pain!
Oh. I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Mrs. Fletcher.
Protect yourself with LifeCall.
First of all, thank you. Yeah, and if anybody starts getting emails or ads for this, it's because of Steve Patterson. By the way, before you go, what were you doing with your kids on Instagram yesterday?
Oh, you can see this at KSTP Steve on Instagram because it's sort of bizarre to explain. So they do this thing where they go, they say the word girl, 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 and then they pull their closed fist up to their mouth and then leave the pinky up. And then it turns into like this
girl, 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 girl.
No, it's not working for you. And now I have people on Instagram saying, oh my gosh, we're all trying it. None of us can do it. Other people saying, we started doing this when I was a kid 30 years ago. I thought I was the only person who did it. You can see the insanity play out. It's how we stay entertained. It's on my Instagram.
All right. Don't forget, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. They also have one of their one of our original podcasts, like Deep in the Shallow.
Yes.
There are other ones as well. New episodes dropping weekly. So don't forget, original content and our shows are podcasts. Guys, have the best weekend, and thank you for listening.
I love you all passionately.
Aww.
Bye.